It's the number one show on Netflix, documentary, true crime documentary, The Death of a Pastor's Wife, all happening in Myrtle Beach. We've been discussing it with two people that used to go to this church that's involved in the documentary with a suicide. Some say maybe a murder or more. Sam Rickman and Bruna Papone. Let's go back to Sam. Sam, what do you want to say?
And see, I want a lot of people to realize, too, well, like Ms. Bruna like, was saying, we didn't know all of this stuff that's going on. Mm-hmm. You know, when I came into the picture, and my wife and daughter, Micah and him were already married, and they were the power couple, you know. And
I think that's the part a lot of people don't know, Sam.
Sam, hold on a second. Go ahead, Bruna.
Sure.
No, what Sam was saying, a lot of people came in that time. I was just reinforcing that. Mm-hmm. They came in, they were already married. Because remember, when Allison and JP got divorced, the whole church fell apart, but a few 20 people stayed with him. And that's the same 20 people that are with him now.
Oh, wow.
The remaining members.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the remaining members, like Sam said, we came in, they were already married, most of us.
So when you came in, you didn't know about the divorce and the affair, and that they unfortunately had an affair together, Micah and and JP.
And he had known her since she was 13. Let's not forget that.
No, there's definitely some grooming involved here.
Yeah, detail.
But when you're actually listening to and I know the feel of a church and everything else, but when he said a couple of the things that they pointed out on the documentary of what he felt like women should be to their man, at that point, were you like, well, I don't agree with that? Or was like, wait a minute here, something's
Oh, yeah, definitely. That was definitely, I don't agree with that. But it was also, let's put it in the mindset of, if most of the time he would do it around Valentine's or around their anniversary, and then he was sugarcoated with her coming out in a wedding dress, and they both kissing. Like, there was a lot of playing around with people's emotion there that he will purposely do it. He wouldn't just deliver that message just like that and walk off like a mean person. That's what they're portraying. But remember, he would use a lot of the emotional sense. But there was many times I said, I don't agree with that to my husband. Many times. I don't like that. I don't agree with that. And you are allowed to disagree with the person. It does not mean that they're psychotic and crazy.
And at what point?
Until years later.
Let me ask both of you.
And you put together all the puzzle pieces, you know?
Yeah. Let me ask both of you, because, you know, there is a point where red flags start coming out. There is a point. I mean, there would not be a documentary. There would not be a story if there were not lots of things that were leading up to what happened to Micah. So at what point for each of you did you say, this guy is not who he's claiming to be, that there's trouble in this paradise that they're kind of portraying?
Let's go to Sam. Go ahead.
Yeah, Sam,
sure.
Go for
Well, for me, it just seemed like, again, another sort of context piece to help is my wife was also JP's barber and his sons. We also were in the dog grooming, so she took care of their dogs as well. And even in that situation, even in sort of what I call a transactional relationship outside of church, we didn't see it still.
Wow.
You know, that's the hard thing about this is, when you look, I mean, hindsight, of course, you know, and that's been such a hard pill to swallow in all of this now, but Micah was, you know, I tell people all the time, you know, everyone has their own superpower. You know, you guys, you know, interviewing people, talking with people, doing your radio show, that's part of your guys' superpower. And for Micah, her part of her superpower, minus her God-given voice and all of her talents, was the fact that she was just a really good person. You know, everything that you hear about Micah, about her light, you know, shining in the room, supporting people, treating everyone equal, that was all true and then some. And that's why I think this situation is so alarming and why we're screaming from the rooftops and justice for her, because this is just so out of the norm of who Micah was.
And we're talking
and
about
like Miss Bruna said,
real quick,
she was on her own.
You know,
she was getting out. She had her own vehicle, her own phone with her own number, finally, a job, and she had plans.
Right.
And for, you know, us to come in that Sunday morning to that disgusting announcement, which I want to make sure everyone knows, That was the first service of two. So the recording that you all see of him making that disgusting announcement about our friend being gone, he then went into his office, things happened, and then came out and repeated that whole service again for people. So when you watch that recording and he says, I want you to keep your head down and your mouth shut, basically, that wasn't because we were leaving to go home and deal with it. That was because he had a whole nother congregation to come in that he wanted to do the show for.
Wow.
And he wanted to blast them at the end.
So, yeah, the parody, the jokes, the laughing, even the jokes about himself and the whole preaching, he did that twice and had to announce his passing wife twice while planning her cremation and while planning her ceremony in between both services, which is about a 30-minute break in between.
Wow.
So it's, yes, that was horrific. That was very horrific. And to answer you guys' question, for me, it was 2023, before Micah's African trip. My husband and I had been feeling from God that we should have left the church. We should leave the church. So I told Micah, I said, hey, unfortunately, I feel like God is leading us to leave the church. I don't understand why, but I trust him. And we plan to meet with Trish. Was a 40-minute conversation of absolutely waste. She basically said, what if God made a mistake? Maybe you're not supposed to leave the church.
Oh, my gosh. Red flag.
My husband looked at me, and I looked at her. I said, that's all we needed to hear to confirm that we should really be leaving this church.
Right.
The death of a pastor's wife. We're talking about the death of a pastor's wife on Netflix. Before we let you guys go, what if people want to help, or what do you want people to do? Because there is some suspicion about, and I think even South Carolina may be changing a law where, or may have passed a law where if someone commits suicide and somebody could actually contribute to, because every time, you know, somebody does pass, you know, they commit suicide, everyone around
allegedly.
To make a big point too, that we very much believe that she did not do this to herself. I also want to make a very, very clear point that we definitively, I mean, I'm under oath. I was one of the first 13 he sued when he went crazy with all of his lawsuits. And I'm under oath saying those very things, that she did not do this to herself. She is not the one on that phone call. I feel like that was AI. And Robertson County did a horrible investigation.
Okay.
Yes.
So,
and
I agree
you know,
with
I
that.
I stand by
and
that. So.
I stand by all that Sam say, same thing. I do not think she did this to herself. I do not think that Robeson County took serious the allegations and did a proper investigation. I mean, it was less than a week before her body was released.
Yeah, and
I don't think that that was enough time. And I also want to say to what you guys were saying, forgive me to interrupt, but coercive abusive control is a law that they've been trying to pass since 2019. It should have been passed in 2019. Had it been passed in 2019, Micah would have been able to get a restraining order from her own husband at the time, because police kept telling her, you guys are married, there's not much we can do. So if they had passed, she would have been able to get support for her strange husband to stay away from her at that time, which was really what she needed it.
Okay, that's good.
I feel like we have so much more to talk to them about, because we've spent a lot of time talking about how homey the church is and how great it was, and that's a great thing. However, this is a whole documentary about how this corruption and perversion of religion, there's a woman who's dead now.
Right.
And the abuse and the allegations and all the things, there is a turning point for every single person who was involved, including her family, saying this is not right. And this man is still preaching. He's still talking to a congregation.
Very small, about to collapse.
But
by
still,
the way.
But it's still happening, and he's walking free.
Yeah, I wonder how much, you know how documentaries can sway your opinion?
They can.
I'm wondering how much, maybe you can ask them, how much that the doc was the documentary portrayed right, or it swayed a little one way or another.
What do you think?
I told people that it if you didn't know anything about Micah and her story, you're upset, you're asking questions, and you want justice. And I feel like they did pretty well. But I want people to also know, like I put in a post recently about it, what you all see on that is literally snowflakes within the blizzard of what this poor girl went through.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's, you know, and the thing too with Micah's Law is people have to realize, like in South Carolina right now, and I'm not going to be graphic here, but if a husband wants adult time with his wife in this state and she doesn't, if he still has adult time with her, there's nothing she can do about that. Mm. And that's not mm-hmm. okay. You know, a mm-hmm. married woman, a single woman, girlfriend, boy, whatever it is,
amen.
They all have the right to say no. So that's amen. Just one example of where Micah's Law can come in and help, especially with mm-hmm. abuse that doesn't leave a mark. That's another big
yes.
part of it. You know, financial abuse, mental abuse, religious abuse, you know,
mm-hmm. yes.
cops, they don't have the resources and I guess we'll say the understanding on how to deal with that because there's no laws to help them support in those situations. So that's what really was hard for Micah. You know, you would think, all right, this guy's putting tracking devices. I have text message personally where he told me he had a PI on her multiple times. You know, razor blades in her tires. I mean, that could have killed her.
Well, and then also you there's know, this, like, and you have young kids in the car, you want to turn it down, but then there's this whole thing about he's hiring prostitutes to do nasty things on her.
Exactly.
And, as punishment.
We didn't know any of that. And that's not for us to be an ostrich with our hand in the sand. We just didn't know.
Yeah.
You know, and then once it came public, I mean, not again to be graphic, but I ended up in the restroom a few times releasing, you know, because it was just so disgusting. And it was like, how was I this duped?
I'm assuming you mean like throwing up.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay,
yeah.
Thank God. Okay. I was like, wait, yeah. where are we going?
You said you were releasing
on the radio, so I didn't want to say the wrong thing.
Yeah, you kind of said the wrong thing. I think you said the wrong thing by accident.
Yeah.
But, well, we'll have you guys back on as this case, because there's going to be more coming out of this case. We appreciate your time.
Yeah, absolutely.
And we'll give people information about Micah's Law if there's things they can support it. And seriously, thank you guys for being good friends to her.
Absolutely. And finally, if we can say, if you are a victim, if you have the question of, is this relationship abusive? Is this normal? If you are asking those things, reach out to those around you because I promise that they will help. I promise that they will help
that's
you.
A good point.
You can also find me on Facebook, Bruna Pabon. We are hearing a lot of victims come forward and this is not okay, guys. If you feel that way, please do reach out.
Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.